Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb with this VPR News. Additional testing of wells outside of Vermont Airport have found chemical contamination, but not enough for officials to recommend avoiding the water for drinking. The Rutland Herald reported Wednesday five wells in Clarendon had PFAS levels above the state standard, and 12 others have had some contamination, but not enough to pose a hazard to drinking water. State officials believe firefighting foam used to extinguish a blaze from a 1986 plane crash at the nearby Rutland Southern Vermont Regional Airport may have been the source of the contamination. A do-not-drink order was issued earlier this year at a business park near the airport due to high levels of contaminants. The order is expected to be lifted this month due to a new water treatment system. Candidate Ben Mitchell has withdrawn from the Democratic primary for U.S. House. During a debate on VPR Thursday, Mitchell said he will now endorse Dan Frylich in his bid to unseat Congressman Peter Welch.
We don't agree on everything, but I know that you understand the idea of opioids, you understand the issues there, you understand single-payer health care, and that I think we need someone to represent Vermont who does not represent the corporations but represents the actual people of Vermont. So you have my endorsement. I'm officially dropping out of the race as of this moment.
Frylich is a physician and a U.S. Navy captain. Congressman Peter Welch is seeking his seventh term as Vermont's representative in the U.S. House. It's a job that he's held since 2006. The winner of Tuesday's primary will face the Republican nominee in November's general election. 4 years of low milk prices have driven many farmers out of business. In response to the crisis, several hundred farmers will gather on Monday for a day-long meeting in Albany, New York. The region's largest dairy co-op, Agrimark, wants to explore the concept of supply management. That means controlling the milk supply so prices don't continue to fall due to overproduction. Bob Wellington is a dairy economist and the co-op's senior vice president.
The suffering is occurring across farm sizes, across regions of the country, across production types, even organic is suffering. So we're looking at it saying, is it about time that we try to address a problem that's hurting every dairy farm family in the nation?
Vermont has lost 66 dairy farms this year. That's almost 10% of the state's total. A New Hampshire woman was sentenced on Thursday for embezzling from her former employer in Bradford, Vermont. Katie Stigels worked as the office manager at ARC Mechanical Contractors, where she had access to the company credit card. According to Vermont's U.S. attorney, Stigels used the credit card to purchase more than $70,000 worth of barn supplies and other products for her own business. Today's Eye in the Sky forecast details some patches of fog and early clouds will give way to sunshine today. It'll be cooler and less humid than it's been recently. Highs in the 70s north, upper 70s to low 80s south.